Black Star. Kick back.
MK.
Kick back your feet, stimulate your mind. Roll you up some green, sip you on some wine. Open up your ear for a G1 time. We talk about every issue underneath the sun. Health, relationship, goal, prepping and current events. Changing thought patterns and paradigms and Bitcoin. Observing behaviors is what we really do. Talk about them uncomfortable truths with the FAMO. When we come together, we call it a demo. Subscribe, like, share with your kin folks. Let them know, progressive, productive, constructive conversation right here on Black Star Kickback, G. Black Star Kickback, 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 yeah.
Interesting right here. Dwayne Wade files petition to change daughter. A transgender daughter. Permanently. Dwayne Wade files court petition to permit transgender daughter's name change. Zaya Wade opened up about being trans teen in the spotlight. Damn. Dwayne Wade is helping his transgender daughter to change her legal name. The retired NBA star 40 filed a petition on August 22nd asking that his 15-year-old daughter be allowed to change her name from Zion Malachi Amaris Wade to Zaya. According to the documents made available online Friday by Los Angeles Supreme Court, the documents state that Wade has the full authority to make the decision on his daughter's behalf and that he notified the teen's mother and his ex-wife of his petition as a courtesy. Wade and the actress Gabrielle Union married in August 2014 and welcomed a daughter, Kavia 3, in November 18. Wade is also a dad to a son, Xavier 8, with ex-girlfriend Aja, and an older son, pro basketball player Zaire Wade 20, from his relationship with Functious. Interesting. Wade recalled his daughter Zaya coming out as a transgender during a 2020 guest appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Our then 12-year-old came home and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you guys. I'm thinking going forward, I'm ready to live my truth, and I want to be referred as she and her, and I would love for you guys to call me Zaya." Wade said at the time, he added, "We're just trying to figure out as much information as we can to make sure to give our child the best opportunity to be her best self." In June, the protective father slammed the rise of anti-trans legislation in the state across the USA and revealed that he was afraid for Zaya's safety while speaking on CNN's Poppy Harlow at the Times 100 summit. "This is our life. We live this and so much. This is our life we live. And when so you're out there making rules, and if you're not as experienced with this and not living this, you're just out there signing away and making laws. That's not right. That's a joke," said Wade. "Come and live a day in my world with my daughter," and added, "Come and see how it is to walk through the world as her." The 13-time NBA All-Star went to say that anti-trans laws discriminate a lack of empathy. "We're losing the human side of us," he said. "And as sad as it is, as blessed as our daughter is to have parents who can support her, I'm still afraid that every moment she leaves the house, and not only just because of gun violence, but because the way that people perceive her in the world, despite the fear. Wade told Today at the Time 100 Gala's red carpet event that he and Union tried to support and encourage all their kids to be their real selves. I think that we have to continue to grow as parents and understand that our children's lives are not just about us. Said the athlete, we don't have time. We don't have them to be a mini version of us. They're going to become what they are in this world, and it's our job to find that out. He later added, we don't have to understand everything as parents, but if we lead with love and then go on and then go and find information, we go out and make sure that our kids have a life that we work hard for. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Hey, Miss Noah, I appreciate you being here. I didn't know you was down there. I was over there reading. It's like, damn. So what would I do if my son came to me like this at 12? I think I probably would handle it ignorantly, just off of just reaction. You know, I want grandchildren, you know, that's from my blood lineage and no artificial type of situation. So it's like, that would be hard. You know, I have a cousin. I remember when we was like, I think he was like 16, and we at my grandma's house and shit. We just chilling, watching TV and shit. He was like, hey, cuz. He's like, I got to tell you something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm smiling because I'm already knowing what he about to say, but I don't want to interrupt him. I'm giving him his respect. This is my cousin. I love cuz. This is my nigga. He did. So I'm like, I'm allowing him to say what he got to say or whatnot. So he like, yeah, cuz, I just want to let you know that I'm bisexual and shit. And I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's the right way to respond because this my nigga, I don't want him feeling no type of way. Like, he can't talk to me of anybody and shit. So it's like, you know, first thing I said was like, shit, cuz, you still family though. You know what I'm saying? You still my G. You know what I'm saying? I let it be known that I'm not of that lifestyle. And, you know, I probably ain't going to be going to kick it with you at no parties and shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, nigga, we still family. And I still text him. You know, I don't go a whole at least 3 months without checking in on my nigga and shit, my G. He off in New York. You know, we originally from Chicago. So, you know. And then it's like right after that conversation and shit, you know, I'm trying to lighten up the mood. So I'm more on some like, man, shit, walk to the store with me real quick. But yeah, just to lighten up the mood to let cuz know that like, man, shit, you still family. I still fuck with you. We still solid. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, hey, man, walk to the store with me real quick, cuz. And this is my way of showing my cuz that I don't care if you bisexual. My nigga, you ain't like flamboyantly bisexual. So I wanted him to know, like, this is my way of like, man, shit, we could still go out. Like, let him know that I ain't embarrassed of you, cuz. You know what I'm saying? You my cuz. So, excuse me, catching my breath from them stairs. So that was my way of saying, like, hey, cuz, you know, I'm not of that lifestyle, you know, and because I know you. You my cousin. We family. We blood. You know, I want you to know that I'm not supportive, but I got your back, G. You know what I'm saying? I'm still some type of support. So boom, we walk into the store and shit. We talking and shit while we walking up there. So as soon as we walk in the gas station, now my cousin, shit, any female that, you know, came over my house and they see a picture of my cousin, they like, ooh, who is him? You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, oh, that's my cousin. Of course, I ain't about to say, oh, that's my gay cousin and shit. I'm like, oh, that's my cousin. They like, oh, shit, next time you pull up, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you bring your cousin with you, his fine ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as we walk in the gas station, it's like six females up in that bitch, right? I'm like, damn, they fine as hell. And, you know, remember, mind you, I'm only 16. We 16 at the time. So, I'm a little young boy, a little intimidated to walk up to a group of females and shit. I'm talking about good cuz had no hesitation. Right on it. What's up? What y'all on? Ooh, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, this the person that just told me that he was bisexual. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about this wasn't even 5 minutes ago. And he walked in the gas station and pulled 6 females, got all their numbers. Now, we already know that most homosexual males is, you know, they keep a lot of homegirls and shit. But at that time, he was bisexual. Now he's not bisexual. He's 100% gay. You dig what I'm saying? So that's my cuz. But it's like a different perspective when they talk about your son. I'm going to pause right there and play this message.
I mean, that's cool. No matter what you think about the politics of the issue, I think we can always celebrate a parent supporting their child. Right? I think that's good.
My thing is, yeah, parents should support their children. I think that's why I asked myself the question, like, you know, if this was my son at 12 years old, came to me and said that he wanted me to call him she and her, and, you know, I would like you to call me instead of Isaiah, what I name my son, call me Isabella. You dig? So, of course, you know, I got a sense of humor. I might giggle that shit off at first. Okay, for real, son. But I wouldn't want my son to, like, I wouldn't banish my son. I wouldn't outcast my son. I let him know that I don't support that shit. I want grandkids, but I'm not going to, like, stop fucking with my son, though, because it's like, you know, a lot of fathers look at that shit as embarrassment, and I might have some embarrassment of that, but when it comes to my children, I want my children to know that I don't care what it is, bro, right or wrong, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a mother like that. My dad died when I was 6, or he was killed when I was 6. You dig what I'm saying? I had my grandparents in my life as well. And, you know, I just be hella supportive. I'll let him know that I want grandkids. I want to see you with a wife. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a house that you and your wife pull up with the kids and y'all, you know what I'm saying? Passing out dollars to my grandkids and shit like that. So I look at it like that. But, you know, with parents, shit don't always, you know, be like how, you know, you want it to be, like the article said, as far as, you know, parents be looking at their kids like a mini them or living through their kids and shit like that, you know. But it's just with my cousin, I think that I'm comfortable with him, not only because he's family, but he's not flamboyantly gay. You know what I'm saying? So I think I feel a little uncomfortable around those types of people of that lifestyle that's you know, they might be wearing dresses and things of that nature and extra out there. So it's a little difficult for me to be comfortable around that type of person. So it's like, I don't have a problem with homosexuals. I'm not homophobic. I really don't care what somebody do in their bedroom. It's more like, it ain't really my business. So it's like, is that the definition or the foundation of being gay? To let the whole world know your preference or to know what you do in the bedroom? I had asked that question before because, you know, I think I was out and about in Chicago, and I have a little cousin in the car with me and shit. You know, like I say, it's never a day that I'm not with some type of family member, a cousin, uncle, brother, mama. I'm with family every day. Some one of my family members. So I'm riding with my little cousin and shit. Well, he ride with me and shit. And he's young. So it's like I almost made a left turn down the wrong street because they had the gay pride parade and shit. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as I was about to make a turn, I seen what was going on. Hurry up. Make that right turn real quick. But he peeped it. He's like, dang, because why you ain't turned down that street? You know, of course, I ain't telling the real reason, but it was like I seen grown adult men walking around in bikinis and exposing their body. So it's like, it's like if that group want people to kind of be a little bit accepting to them, then be professional with it. You feel me? Like, I understand they'd be like, well, heterosexuals have people kissing and having sex in the movies and stuff like that. You're absolutely right. And if you guys want to make your movies with that, I mean, you know, I guess they got that thing going on now with P-Valley. You know, hey, I don't have a problem with it. I've never seen it. I think I've seen a trailer to it, and I choose not to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Do I think the show need to go off? No, they can do them. That's freedom, right? They can have their show, and heterosexuals, males be watching that shit. And I'm kind of questionable about them, too. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I said, it's just me. I'm still uncomfortable with the situation. I think I seen an interview with Slim Thug and Frida. I don't know if y'all know who Frida is. And they had a sit down on camera and shit. And I think that was constructive because like Slim Thug was saying, like, he was like, he started off, he was like, hey, look, I just want to be real. Like, I don't really know how to talk to you as far as like, I don't know if I should call you he, she, bro, sister, or miss, or ma'am, or sir, or like, you know what I'm saying? And Frida broke that shit down, like, nah, you know, shit, I got homeboys that I grew up with, no matter what, I'm still bro to them, you know what I'm saying? And shit, my female friends and shit, they still call me sis or bitch, you know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the third, or I am sir when I have to be professional, or I am ma'am, or you know what I'm saying? So you like, man, shit, right now while we kicking it, you could just call me bro, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. And it's like, that was constructive. You know what I'm saying? You can see, like, I read body language and shit. Like, bro, is really sincere. Like, I don't want to disrespect you. You dig what I'm saying? So even that little first step as far as just, I don't know. I think in our community, we throw those individuals all the way under the bus. And I ain't here to promote them or nothing like that. But I'm just being gangster with it. Like, man, shit, that's their business. It is what it is. I just, I think that we throw away a lot of valuable people in our community that could be constructive to our moving forward. And because of their lifestyles or preference, we just say, fuck them. I'm about Bayard. I had put the link up there the other day, Bayard Rustin. So Bayard Rustin, you guys can look it up. He was during the civil rights movement. He was there with Martin Luther King and things of that nature, but he was, I guess you could say, the first of us that promoted LGBTQR or whatever and shit like that. And a lot of, you know, black people were like, well, see, look, he was the one who helped them push it on us. And ooh, and it's like, man, I'm not saying that it's not a gay agenda out there. It's just that shit. At the same time, we can't take away the productive, constructive things that he did for us. You know, my grandmother was just telling me about, because I asked her, I was like, damn, was it any black schools in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, back in the day? Because most of, like, my grandparents' age group, they all went to Catholic schools, and it was mostly white-owned Catholic schools, you know what I'm saying, ran by white people and shit. She was like, no, you know, I actually did get your uncle into a black school, and I should have kept him there, but I didn't, because the guy, the black man that was running the situation was a little, you know, she ain't gonna say gay. Remember, she comes from that generation. They gonna say a dandy or dandelion or something. She said something, I forgot what it was. It was a different term. And she said she shouldn't have did that. She should have kept him there because it didn't matter what, you know, what he did in the bedroom. He was really being constructive as far as opening the school for black young males and black young females. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that was some a thing that missed out. My uncle missed out on. Then, but you know, you got the people with the, or even myself, I say that I'm guilty too. That said, shit, if you be around a certain person or certain people for so long, that you're actually going to pick up some of their mannerisms and things of that nature. So it's like, you know, grandma, I understood where she's coming from. She ain't like, I don't want my son mimicking no gay man and shit, even if he can probably teach him something or whatnot. So it's like, I don't know if that was productive or ignorant to say that or whatnot, but it's like, hey, this is something that's going on in our community. It's on the table. It's not going nowhere. I'm not saying people have to buy into it or like it, because I'm not. But I am not gonna shun away my family members that's a part of that life. I'm not gonna I ain't looking to start no shit or looking for them or nothing like that. It's just more like, hey, they doing them and doing that, but it's just like what's that called? The power of, matter of fact, let me go look it up. Not look it up. It's a power. Hold on. Cause I want to read it off to you and shit. Cause they got stick power, carrot power. Hold on. I want to make sure I get the right powers, right? Yeah, it's five type of powers. It's love and respect power, carrot power, aka reward power, then a stick power, aka coercive power, you know what I'm saying? Expert power and position power. So that stick power is your willingness to yield the stick to threaten and to punish others. Pain becomes progress. Give the other guy pain and he steps out of the way of your progress. From the boss threatening to fire you, the cult leader withholds his love until you start goose-stepping with the rest of the chosen, and the nagging wife who withholds sex, to the robber with a gun who threatens to blow your head off. You know what I'm saying? So it's like motherfuckers with I didn't lost my thought. I had a brain fart right there. I had a brain fart. But this is interesting, man. And it's like, man, I don't know what I would do if my son came to me like that, man. I think I would probably try to change his environment up. If anything, definitely change his environment up. In the real. Because, shit, once you change the environment, it might change the thought, you dig? But look, I ain't really want to go too far with this, because this ain't even my little lane and shit. I just came to make sure I do a little quick show for the day. You dig? Get this shit consistent. It's all about consistency with this podcast hit. You dig? So, there we go. Shout out to y'all. I think I left a couple things unfinished or whatnot. Wada, how you doing? It's just something to think about and shit. Like, man, I don't know what I would do if my son came to me talking about him and call himself he. I mean, call himself she and him. And change his name to Z and all that shit. Man, it's deep on a psychological level because, shit, technically, homosexuality only been removed from the psychology handbook for only maybe like 30, 40 years. You dig? So really, this is still something new to us, and a lot of us are very uncomfortable with it. Very uncomfortable, you know? So it is what it is. This is your motherfucking G, Don Rest, G, Church, Tabernacle, Synagogue, Cathedral, Mecca. Gang, gang, it's potty train, it is. Shout out, you know, I already got a shout out all the fams and shit. Shout out my G, Croc G. Shout out my G, Off Code. And shout out me, motherfuckers, for even having initiative to even put a step forward to even do something constructive. Productive and progressive and shit. And I'm gonna just be dropping my thoughts here and there on this motherfucking shit, even if it's some short shows and shit. I ain't really thirsty about no motherfucking guests and shit like that. I don't really need nobody to fill in the blanks when I don't got nothing to say. I'll sit here in silence, think about the next thing I got to say over myself. You know, man. You guys have a great morning, afternoon, evening, and night. Till next time, peace out.